What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My boyfriend and I live in a big party city, so we're pretty used to strange neighbors and odd people. But 1 month ago, we had a really unsettling encounter. We just got the full context today. We live in a subunit of a larger house, and our landlord and one other person live in the other units of the house, and we noticed that our landlord had brought a few different dates over to the house. We didn't mind, and we weren't surprised when a girl was walking around the property. Last month, we went to sleep at about midnight and woke up 30 minutes later to knocks at the door. I told my boyfriend not to open it, but he said it was the girl that we saw earlier.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I still felt very uneasy about the situation, so I put my clothes on and grabbed my keys and picked up our dog in case I had to run out the back door. I then go stand in the hallway next to the front door so I can hear the conversation, but she can't see me. She sounds very drunk and she tells my boyfriend that she's my landlord's fiancé. I am somewhat confused by this because of our landlord's other dates. However, she starts talking about how we're good tenants and mentions personal details about us, so we assume that she actually is his fiancé. She asks my boyfriend for a lighter for a cigarette, and we expect this to be the end of the interaction, but she then tells my boyfriend that our landlord is at a hotel cheating on her right now. My boyfriend responds with, "Oh, wow." And then she started flirting with my boyfriend. She invited him to come swim in our landlord's pool with her, and he declined. Now I'm starting to get less scared and more annoyed with this chick. She's rambling about a bunch of different topics and basically holding my boyfriend hostage. And finally, she gets to our neighbors. She starts going on some racist rant about them, using slurs that I have literally never heard in real life because they're that bad. And at this point, I'm pretty sick of this woman, so I step into the doorframe and tell her that we have to wake up early. She was clearly shocked by me showing up, and this is when her face changes. She glares at me. And suddenly we aren't good tenants anymore, and she calls us white trash for not taking our garbage bins out in time for trash day. She screams that she's going to get us evicted if we don't get on her good side, and at this point we just close the door in her face. We had a really long discussion about whether or not we should complain to our landlord about her, and we assumed that he actually was dating this girl and that she just happened to be crazy. She probably caught him cheating and was trying to sleep with my boyfriend for revenge or something, but realized that wasn't going to happen. Eventually, we decided to text him. He apologized for the situation, but was very vague. He doesn't mention that she is not his fiancé and that he'll remove her, and we assume that this is the end of it. For the last month, she's been blasting music, banging on the walls, taking things out of the shed, and coming into our section of the backyard in the middle of the night. I was absolutely terrified the first week and couldn't sleep at all. I would stay up all night listening to sounds and staring at our back window to see if she was in our yard, and eventually I just kind of got used to it. Our landlord had basically vanished. We hadn't seen him for the entire month until today. And today my boyfriend is walking our dog when he sees our landlord back on his porch, and our landlord finally tells us the full story. He went on a few dates with this woman, and she seemed totally normal. Eventually, they go back to his section of the house, and when he wakes up, she's behaving much differently. He asks her to head out while he's at work, and he comes back, and she's still there. And it turns out that this is what she does. She goes home with men and invades their home until they get her lawfully evicted. My landlord went to a different property for a month while he worked on a case to get her evicted. And we found out that she got served an eviction warning the same day that she came to our house, and that's why she was flirting with my boyfriend in an attempt to squat in our home. And that's why she was so angry when she found out that I lived there too. My landlord actually negotiated a way to get her out of the house a few days early. He bought her a one-way flight to another state, so if you live in the Midwest, watch out. She's coming north, and I'm very thankful that it's over here.
Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so. Donna? As I saw her figure amidst the crowd, I rushed there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Jack, where are you going? I was in the middle of talking. Jack! I heard my date calling me from behind. But I ignored her, since finding Donna was more important to me than dating. I looked around for several hours as the crowd started to fade, and there was no sign of her. Did I imagine it? Was I mistaken by someone else? As these questions crossed my mind, I was reminded of the girl I asked out of her hench, whom I ditched to chase over a shadow. I called on her number and wasn't even a slight bit surprised that she blocked me. Who wouldn't? If I was in a normal condition, even I would block the person who ran off in the middle of a date. Dating was never my idea in the first place. My best friend Joseph was the one who installed Hinge on my phone and set this date up for me. I did chat with the girl a few times, and she seemed nice and all, but my mind was distracted during the entire date. After sending an apologetic text, I threw my phone to the side of the bed, and then myself. As I stared at the ceiling, couldn't help but remember the times I spent with her, and how much I regret not being able to stop her from leaving. Donna is my little sister, and among five siblings, she was the youngest and only sister, so she was loved by all. Of course, I was the one who was the second youngest and 2 years older than her, so my bond with her was the strongest. The two of us went to the same school. If anyone ever bullied her, she would run to me in the middle of class, and I would always stand up for her. That didn't mean that I left teasing and irritating her to the side. No, the more we hung out, the more we got on each other's nerves. Being the only girl in the family except for Mom, Donna had the privileges, and no one dared to raise their voice on her. Except for me. The two of us fought like cat and mouse, and despite all the factors, she would still want to follow me around and play with me. I didn't mind it either, since I loved her just as much as everyone else. We all know how the families in USA work. Once the brothers start to turn 18, they move out one by one, leaving only the two of us with Mom and Dad. By the time Ethan, who was only 2 years older than me, moved, our oldest brother had proposed to her girlfriend for marriage. Even then, I didn't realize that my baby sister was starting to get quieter, and her behavior started to change. After Andrew's marriage, Logan also decided to start his family and moved with his fiance. Then one day, Donna came to my room in the middle of the night to talk and asked if I would also move out of the house after turning 18. There was nothing I could say at the time since it was what I was, and my 18th birthday was 11 months away. To be honest, I didn't want to leave her all alone yet. I wasn't ready. But I knew very well that our parents wouldn't agree to me staying till her 18th birthday. So I didn't have a say in this. Besides, I'd already started to look for a place and was saving up money by working part-time. Judging my silence as a yes, she quietly got up and rushed out of my room. That was the first time I noticed my sister's changed behavior. Otherwise, she was always the stubborn type, and would often keep repeating her question until I gave her the answer she wanted to hear. Ever since that day, the talking between the two of us went to a bare minimum. The only time she would speak to me was when there was something necessary. I thought maybe she needed some time, looking at how all the drastic changes in her life were taking place, so I didn't think much of it and let her be. But her solitude went on way too long, and she ended up cutting me off completely, which started to concern me. We had fought before, and there were times when we went off to not talking to each other, but it never lasted more than 2 days, and at the end of the day, we would always end up talking among one another. A month before my birthday, she came to my room once again and asked if I had time to talk. "Sure, why don't you sit down first?" I said, clearing up my clothes off the bed. I've asked Mom and Dad.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
That I would be moving in with my boyfriend, and they have given me permission. So I was thinking I should tell you as well. I was confused at what I just heard. She wasn't even 16 yet. What are you talking about, Donna? Why would Mom and Dad allow that? As I asked her, she just shrugged her shoulders and looked me in the eyes. You're not kidding, are you? My voice was still filled with doubts, thinking she was pulling some sort of prank to stop me from moving out. Why would I do that? You can ask our parents if you don't believe me. As she said that, my anger rose, and I ended up raising my voice. Are you out of your mind? You want to live with a boy, and do you have any idea how dangerous it is? Her expression changed, looking at me shout at her. It wasn't irritation, sadness, or anything, and it was something I couldn't tell at the moment. I rushed to Mom and Dad's room to ask if it was true that they had given her permission, and leaving me dumbfounded that they said yes, along with the lines that they had met the guy and he seemed rich and nice. Did they even love any of us? After arguing with them for almost an hour, I stormed outside the house without even looking at Donna. I didn't want to go back, so I stayed over at Joseph's place for the night. The next day when I got home, I noticed my sister wasn't there. For some reason, my heart started beating loudly, and the feeling of agitation started to take over my senses. I called Mom to ask if they were together, but she stated that she left her home this morning. Her voice sounded carefree as she said she might be hanging out with her boyfriend, so I rejected the call. But for some reason, this situation seemed alarming to me. I rushed to her room, only to find that her things weren't there anymore. Her clothes, shoes, makeup, and even books. Everything was gone. Was she planning on running away from the start? I tried calling her number, but she didn't pick up, and after several times, she turned her phone off. Having no idea who her boyfriend was, my perturbation only grew stronger by the minute. I again gave a call to Mom and asked about her boyfriend, but looking at how she didn't even remember his name, I was more than disturbed. Even Father had no idea about who he was and where he lived. I couldn't understand why in the world they permitted her to move in if they didn't even have basic information on the boy. Were they so eager for us to move out? I asked every possible person I knew she had contact with, and none of them had a single clue about her whereabouts or her boyfriend. After searching for her for days, I went to the police to report her missing. And as I was done with that, I went back to the house. And since my parents were so eager to see us move out, I did too. The news of her running away was shared with the other brothers as well, and everyone's trying just as hard as I am to look for her. But as all of them have a family to take care of, their time gets shared with them. That was the entire reason I was not ready to date. But Joseph keeps forcing me to move my life along with the search and keeps setting me up on dates on Hinge. The only reason I have this app is to see if my sister's profile pops up someday and I can find her. I hope she's alive and well. Whatever it is, she's still my 16-year-old little sister, and I don't want her to get hurt.
I'll always think of Leah as my first love. It just wasn't meant to be. It didn't seem fair to either one of us. I was going off to college halfway across the country. Even at that age, I knew long-distance relationships just didn't work. There may have been a small amount of selfishness involved in my decision, but I assumed Leah would be fine. I put it off as long as I could. With just a week left, I broke the news, and it didn't go well. I spent the entire night trying to convince her that it was for the best, but She never fully seemed to accept it, and things would just get messier from there on. I left that Friday and put that part of my life behind me. Classes kept me busy during the week, but I also worked hard to make friends. Meeting new people isn't hard when you live in the dorms. I was there maybe a month when I met Stacy. She was a sophomore living on the floor above me. We had a lot in common and began dating exclusively, almost immediately. This was also about the time the letter started. It was like she knew that I'd met someone and wanted to destroy it. From then on, a week didn't pass without a letter from Leah. I read them and sometimes wrote back in the beginning, but they all began to sound the same after a point. When I returned home for Christmas, she showed up unannounced. She couldn't understand why I had stopped answering the letters. I had explained it over and over. The relationship was done, and it was past time to move on. I felt like I was speaking to a wall at that point. Not a single word got through to her, and I reached my boiling point. I told her to go away and never bother me again. I left her alone on that porch to cry herself out, and she finally left at around 4 a.m. I felt bad for doing things that way, but I just wanted it all to be over. If it took being cruel, so be it. She'd be better off in the long run, and the remainder of my holiday was quiet. I returned to school with a positive outlook and a renewed vigor. It finally appeared my Leah problem was solved, but instead, she escalated things to an entirely new level. Everything came to a head one night in my dorm room. Stacy and I were watching a movie with the lights off. There may have been a little light petting going on. I was occupied when Stacy started yelling. I looked up to see her pointing at the window. Through a small crack in the blinds, I could see a pair of eyes looking in. I grabbed the string and pulled the blinds up. Leah was standing there with a shocked look on her face. I called campus security without saying a word to her. She ran off, but was caught trying to get away a few minutes later. I was determined to end it right there and then. I intended to press charges and get a restraining order against her, and I urged Stacy to do the same. And to her credit, she came up with a better and less complex idea. When security asked what I wanted to do, I put it into Leah's hands. I promised I would take no further action if she promised to leave that second and never contact me or Stacy ever again. It was a big risk, but I was willing to take it. I guess there was still that small part of myself that felt guilty for the breakup. She reluctantly agreed, and the officers allowed her to leave. To be honest, I never expected her to keep the agreement. Nonetheless, it's been 9 years, and I've received no visits, texts, or phone calls from her. There was one short sympathy letter that she sent upon the death of my grandfather. I was so comforted by that thought that I just let it pass. I can't speak as to whether or not Stacy has heard anything, but I suspect that she's had the same experience.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I did return home to work in my dad's company after college and have seen Leah around town on occasion. And we just do our best to avoid each other. I've been told in the intervening years that she is married and began a family. And I wish her all the luck in the world, and hope the marriage proves to be a very long and happy one.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.